Leviticus chapter 27, verses 14 through 25. This is the word of the Lord. When a man dedicates his house as a holy gift to the Lord, the priest shall value it as either good or bad. As the priest values it, so it shall stand. And if the donor wishes to redeem his house, he shall add a fifth to the valuation price, and it shall be his. If a man dedicates to the Lord part of the land that is his possession, then the valuation shall be in proportion to its seed. A homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he dedicates his field from the year of Jubilee, the valuation shall stand. But if he dedicates his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall calculate the price according to the years that remain until the year of Jubilee, and a deduction shall be made from the valuation. And if he who dedicates the field wishes to redeem it, then he shall add a fifth to its valuation price, and it shall remain his. But if he does not wish to redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed any more. But the field, when it is released in the Jubilee, shall be a holy gift to the Lord, like a field that has been devoted. The priest shall be in possession of it. If he dedicates to the Lord a field that he has bought, which is not a part of his possession, then the priest shall calculate the amount of the valuation for it up to the year of Jubilee. And the man shall give the valuation on that day as a holy gift to the Lord. In the year of Jubilee, the field shall return to him from whom it was bought, to whom the land belongs as a possession. Every valuation shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall make a shekel. This is the word of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 17, verses 7 and 8, God made a promise to Abraham and to his offspring. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you. Throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. God promised to be Abraham's God and the God of his offspring forever. And he also promised that the land of Abraham's sojournings, the land of Canaan, would be Abraham's possession and the possession of his offspring forever. But Abraham never possessed the land of his sojournings. Abraham never possessed any of the land of Canaan except a grave. Did the promise of God then fail? No. For Abraham was looking for a greater fulfillment of that promise. The promise of the land of Canaan. By faith, Abraham discerned a greater promise. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. He desired a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Abraham was not looking for a kingdom of this world. Rather, he desired the kingdom of heaven. He was not looking for an inheritance in this world. The land of Canaan was never meant to be the end. The land of Canaan was never meant as the fullness of God's promise. The land of Canaan was a shadow of something greater. Of a greater hope. The eternal kingdom of God. For who is the offspring of Abraham? It is Christ. And his kingdom is not of this world. We must never understand Israel's possession of the land of Canaan as the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham and to his offspring. It certainly was a fulfillment of God's words to Abraham, but it was a partial fulfillment. It was not the ultimate fulfillment. And so even when Israel came into possession of the land of Canaan, the people, they were still to live in the hope of a better country, in the hope of the heavenly country. And in Leviticus chapter 27, we see one way in which this hope was expressed. Through the dedication of land to the Lord. That land had been given to Israel according to God's promise. It had been divided among the tribes and families according to his command. One's portion of the land was his inheritance from the Lord. It was to be received with thanksgiving. It was to be guarded as precious. It was to be kept and cultivated. It was not to be taken away. Was not to be given away forever. And 1 Kings chapter 21, Ahab, the king of Israel, he offers Naboth, his neighbor, a better vineyard in exchange for Naboth's vineyard. What is Naboth's response to Ahab's offer? 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 3. The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers. The inheritance of one's fathers was from the Lord. It was not to be given away. Unless it was to be given to the Lord. In Leviticus chapter 27, one could give his land to the Lord as a holy gift to the Lord. And in the year of Jubilee, that land would become the Lord's forever. Why would someone do such a thing? Why would someone give up his inheritance? Why would someone give up his portion? Why would someone give to the Lord what the Lord had given to him? What the Lord had promised him? Why would someone give to the Lord what already belonged to the Lord? Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23, the land is mine. Why would someone give to the Lord what the Lord had given to him? Why would someone give to the Lord what already belonged to the Lord? Why would someone give up his portion? Why would someone give up his inheritance? For a better portion? For a better inheritance? For a heavenly portion, for a heavenly inheritance. When someone gave his land, his portion, his inheritance to the Lord, it became holy. The Hebrew word translated as dedicate in verse 16 is the Hebrew word to sanctify. We see this in the King James Version. And if a man shall sanctify unto the Lord some part of a field of his possession. This is why someone would give to the Lord what the Lord had given to him. This is why someone would give to the Lord what already belonged to him. That it might be sanctified. That it might become holy. In Leviticus chapter 27, we see the way in which all the land of Israel might become holy to the Lord. Through the people's giving their inheritance to the Lord. Through the people's giving their portion to the Lord. Through the people's giving their houses and fields to the Lord. To what end? Remember what God says to his people in Exodus chapter 19. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests. when God said this, only one tribe of Israel was a priestly tribe, the tribe of Levi. And here there are two things which are important to note. The first is that only the priestly tribe was able to enter into the sanctuary, the sanctified place, the holy place. And the second is that the priestly tribe had no inheritance in the land. Numbers chapter 18, verse 20, "And the Lord said to Aaron, 'You shall have no inheritance in the land, neither shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the people of Israel.'" And these two go together. The priests had no portion or inheritance in the land because the Lord was their portion, the Lord was their inheritance. And when the priests entered into the sanctuary, they were enjoying that inheritance. They were enjoying their portion in the presence of the Lord. What then would it mean for Israel to become a kingdom of priests? But for all the land to become holy, for all the land to be sanctified, for the sanctuary of the Lord to grow until the borders of the sanctuary were the borders of the kingdom. Until all the land was sanctified, until all the kingdom was the dwelling place of God. When the portion and inheritance of all the people might be the Lord Himself. Why would someone give away his earthly portion to the Lord? That the Lord might become his portion. Leviticus chapter 27, we see a way in which the people were to let go of the land of Canaan. In hope of gaining the land of heaven. To let go of their inheritance in this world. To become heirs of a heavenly world. To become heirs of God Himself. For what greater portion is there than that? What greater inheritance is there than God Himself? This hope of Leviticus chapter 27 it is fulfilled in Christ, and we are now waiting to see it. For at the end, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24. At the end, Christ will deliver the kingdom to God the Father. The kingdom which God gave to Christ, at the end, Christ will give it to God.
And for what purpose? That God may be all in all. That the borders of that kingdom may be the borders of God's dwelling place. That all dwelling within that kingdom may have God as their portion and inheritance. That all may dwell in His presence. That all may delight in His countenance. In Christ, you are a kingdom of priests. In Christ, you are a holy nation. This is why in Acts chapter 4, believers in Israel were selling their houses and their land. They were letting go. They did not attempt to conquer the land. Go of the land. They sold their houses. They sold their land. They sold their fields to give the proceeds to the Lord. But where did they lay those proceeds? Not at the earthly temple. But at the feet of the apostles, the foundation of the heavenly temple. In Acts chapter 4, we see the purpose of Leviticus chapter 27 at work. Acts chapter 4, we see Israel giving up the land of Canaan for a better land. In Acts chapter 4, we see the church choosing the better portion. Leviticus chapter 27 was written not only for them, but also for you. In Christ, you are a kingdom of priests. In Christ, you are a holy nation. And so here is a call. To give your portion and inheritance in this world to the Lord. Here is a call to dedicate all that you have and all that you are to Him. This is why we have an offering. Not because the Lord needs your money, but because Christ is subduing you to Himself. When we give our possessions to the Lord, the things that He has given to us, things that already belong to Him, when we give those things to the Lord, they become holy, to be used for the building of the church, which is the temple of the Lord. This is why we show hospitality. And showing hospitality and opening our homes and our tables to the saints and to strangers we are giving to God what has been given to us by God. We give to the Lord what already belongs to Him. And showing hospitality, we let go of what belongs to us. And showing hospitality, we choose the better portion, the communion of the saints, the fellowship of the Spirit. This is why we strive after holiness. Because you were saved for this purpose, to be holy as the Lord your God is holy. When you strive after holiness, you do not merely give your possessions to the Lord, you give yourselves to the Lord. When you strive after holiness, you are choosing the better portion. You are seeking the better country. A portion, a country, a kingdom, a world that is holy.
First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And so, beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Leviticus chapter 27 is a call to give not only your possessions to the Lord, but to give yourselves to the Lord. For you are God's field. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. You are God's field. All the fields of the land of Canaan given to God, they became God's fields. God has not chosen the earthly land of Canaan as His dwelling place forever. He has not chosen the fields of Canaan as His portion. But rather, He has chosen you to be His dwelling place forever. Here He desires to dwell. You are God's field. You are God's portion.
I've been given to the Lord by Christ. You have been sanctified to the Lord by Christ. You are being sanctified to the Lord by Christ. And so you may give yourselves to the Lord in Christ. And so you must give yourselves to the Lord in Christ. One day soon, you will be perfectly sanctified to the Lord by Christ. And He delivers the kingdom to God the Father. When He delivers you to God the Father, you are His portion. And He is yours. So choose the better portion. Seek the better country. For here we have no lasting city. We seek the city that is to come. Through Christ, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. And do not neglect to do good. To share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Glory be to God in all things. Glory be to God in the church. Amen. Let us pray. Amen.